that.
Okay. Hello? Hello, John? Are you in Texas?
Yes, sir.
Good, good.
Oh,
well, that's great. Well, you did it. I thought you did a marvelous job before the chamber, as Haldeman passed on to you. By God, you really took him on, and you did it in an elegant way. And the other thing that made me think you'd really come across is that son of a bitch Herblock finally took notice of you. didn't you enjoy it, though?
Oh, yeah, he's got
time. Let me tell you this. If Nellie worries, tell her that Herblock took me on 23 years ago in the Hiss case, and he's been against me ever since, and when he took you on, I said, by God, Connolly's my man. You thought it was all right. Well, they didn't give me some of the opportunities I wanted, and I'd like to kick them a little more, but I thought I ought to be a little bit, you know,
well,
presidential. Yeah. It's a terrible question, though. No, they didn't ask about the economy. They didn't ask about, and they did. You know, I was really loaded for them. The bastard never asked a question. That's all. But do you think I was too easy on them? Tell me, how are things in Texas? No rain. God damn. Well, I'm going out, John, to do... I thought, by God, I ought to welcome the 1st Marine Division back. You know, after all, damn it, we've heard all these, there are a few guys that are here bitching about the war. We understand that. But these guys have served their country. They have helped the South Vietnamese. They've contributed their money. They've raised the little kids. By God, the country ought to know that. Don't you think so? I got to come back because they may, these demonstrators, incidentally, will you be back Monday?
No, sir, unless you want.
Oh, God, no, don't come.
Well,
let me say.
Right here, my plan.
Yeah. I know you told me about that. That's wonderful. I wish I could come. Yeah. Oh, good. Look, you can have an enormous effect on them, John, if you just talk positive, which you will. But if the war comes up, you can just say, look, the president has a plan. He's working it out. The war is going to end. Now, what do you guys got? You know, don't you really think that's true? And the idea of setting a date is so ridiculous. Yeah. Why do we tell the enemy we're going to get out regardless of what you do? The hell with them. And also on the POWs, by God, I think the idea that we're going to have a man in Vietnam as long as they got a man in North Vietnam. Well, that's right. That's right. Right. Oh, yeah, you'll slay him. Hell, I know you will. Well, anyway.
Well,
you were good, and you're good to call. And let me say, I want you and Nellie to, you work so damn hard now. You take a little time off now. You understand what I mean? And, oh, incidentally, on the LBJ library thing, I'm going to fly in from Florida because I'm going to be in Florida at the time. But I want you to be sure. See, Agnew is going to take the plane down from here. I want you to be sure and go. And if there's any people that want to go, we'll put on another plane. You know what I mean? Because I think it's very important that get the process. You noticed the night where Sarah asked the question. I said, God, then we're not going to blame Kennedy. And we're not going to blame Johnson. Don't you agree?
Yes,
well, it's true, God darn it. You know, we disagree with what they did, but some of them. But on the other hand, how can you blame two men who tried to do their best for the war? Hell, the war is there. Damn right. Just one thing I want to tell you. I'm sure you agree with. We got about two or three more months to haggle around in negotiations. But if these fellows, then, when we are cleared down to see the 184,000, if they refuse to negotiate, then, John, I intend to turn loose the Air Force. We're going to bomb every military target in North Vietnam till they turn loose those prisoners. You agree with that?
Yes, sir.
We got to do. Well, that's what we're planning to do. I don't want to threaten, but we're going to do it.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
Bye.